Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Litterbox, computer lab, freezer, minivan.
That's siete. Ocho.
Nueve diez. Is that how it goes? Hold on, that high school Spanish class.
Let me check Duolingo real quick.
Oh, check Duolingo.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete. Seven. Ocho. Episode
yeah,
seven.
No, you got yeah. Seven. Seven wasn't the issue, Brian.
Oh.
It was ocho.
Nueve.
Nueve diez.
Diez.
Okay. Once, doce, trece, catorce. Oh. See?
Are we just gonna, let's just do the whole show in Spanish.
The whole thing is us looking up, like trying to speak or trying to count to 100.
We should speak different. You should speak like German. I should speak Spanish, and we try to communicate with each other with different languages.
The first one to reach 100 wins. Episode 7.
Okay.
The prize
is... I can count to 100 in Spanish.
The prize is worst episode ever, which is not great.
The prize is terrible listening enjoyment for a listener.
What's your name?
Brian.
Brian.
Oh, you're going to let me say it this time? What's your name? And I'm Joe Paisley.
Cool. Having fun.
How are you today?
No, I'm not Glaze.
Oh.
No, I'm good. I'm fucking pumped, dude. Like, we launched the Patreon, mm-hmm. and the amount of you honkers.
Yeah. Honkies?
You fucking, okay. Stop. Okay. I guess you can
say
that.
Can we not say that?
No, we have the right to say honkies.
Yeah, like, we could say honkies.
Honkies.
Honkas. You just don't put the ER at the end.
No.
So you don't say honkers, you say honkas. Honkas.
Like a fucking toy garbage truck with Tonka?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Honka truck? I had so many of those.
You guys that have jumped over there and supported us, at the time that we're writing this, we're like at 100, mm-hmm. and it just launched in the last 24 hours. And that is fucking amazing.
The gaggle is just expanding.
I know. Can you imagine fighting 100 geese?
Yeah. On a lake?
Dude, yeah.
Well, and see, the thing about geese is they can go on land and in the water. So they're versatile animals.
And up.
Yeah. And they can fly. I don't want to fuck with that.
These are 4D animals.
Yeah. They might be the most dangerous animal in the world.
They'll travel dimensions.
Yeah.
Come back and fucking...
Fourth dimension.
Bite your butthole.
They'll go through a wormhole.
Bite your bite hole.
They'll go through a wormhole, bite your butt, jump back in the wormhole, and come bite back, my butt.
And then eat your bread.
Yeah.
So yeah. Thank you guys so much for signing up. It means so much because... It's the number one way you can support what we do. So the Patreon link, you'll find it in the episode description. If you don't feel like clicking on anything and you just want to remember it, just go to patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast. Thank you guys so much. We have
you
tons.
Just type it in the search bar too. It shows up.
Right? Ad-free, fucking early releases, get your name on the website, exclusive merch, all that stuff. There's 3 tiers, so go check it out. If you have something you want to see on the show, send that in to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com.
Did you mention the shirt, the Hong Kong shirt?
No, but that is an exclusive. You go ahead and do that.
Oh, I wasn't listening to what you're saying.
That's fine. You never do.
There's a Hong Kong Silly Goose shirt. If you join the Patreon, you get a special code,
mm-hmm.
and then you can go to the site and be one of the exclusive
owners.
Yeah, owners of the Silly Goose shirt.
Honka. God damn it. I keep doing the...
Honka what?
So, and yeah, Logan drew that up. It's a great job. He's wearing like... the Goose is wearing like one of those funny... the nose and sunglass pair, you know, the fucking disguise thing.
Yeah.
Who's that modeled after? I always forget. Like, I don't know.
Logan, originally?
This seems like something Logan would know.
Like, all I can think of Mr. Magoo, but yeah, I know
the
that's
only person I can think of is like Eugene Levy.
Eugene Levy?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? The one that is on the goose on the shirt is modeled after Eugene Levy.
Eugene Levy.
Eugene Levy. But check that out. There's tons more coming up. Again, you can sign up on Patreon. And thank you guys so much for everyone who's done it. Now, the ones that aren't or, you know, are looking for something new, we have some new merch. Going off your fucking shit story.
Yeah.
Which was the first introduction of people to Brian, if you're coming over from Isby Dumb. What a story. What a saga. And you had an experience in a Red Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And we've decided to turn that into a shirt that you can get for Can You Don't.
People are still talking about it quite a bit. So I'm having to relive that over and over again. The trauma.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up, hop in the group, and someone says like, hey, did Brian shit himself today? It's a good day if you do.
One of the little markers on our Patreon that has our secret code, the one that we're not going to say right now, but to go find the secret code, at the bottom of it, it says, if you share this with anyone, Brian's going to find you and shit in your pants.
In their pants? Like pull their britches open just and just shit into their pants.
Going to shit your pants.
Yeah.
Which I think is fine.
That's kind of funny. I steal their pants in the middle of the night.
No, no. Just while they're standing there, they're going to a movie. And you sneak up after like a fucking sweet Taco Bell run.
Mm-hmm.
And they think they're going to have a great night. Maybe they just got a large popcorn. They got a deal, like a combo deal. They got a hot dog. This is like $700.
Yeah.
And popcorn, and they have a big drink. Maybe they got some Skittles. And they're paying. They're about to get out of there. Do you want butter? Yeah, of course I want butter. You want garlic butter?
I'll butter your popcorn.
You want garlic butter? No, thanks. And before you know it, you're running up behind them, pulling their pants back and shitting in them and just filling them up. Have a good movie. I hope the new Top Gun is great. Bye.
I mean, I would like, I kind of like more the idea of like, they're getting ready to go out and mm-hmm. they're
checking themselves out in the mirror.
Yeah. Well, no, like they're at home. Like okay. I sneak into their house uh-huh. while they're in the shower and they have an outfit laid out on the bed.
Date night.
Yeah. It's date night.
Okay.
So they're in the shower. They've got their clothes all laid out.
First date.
Their first date.
Right.
This is going to be real awkward for them.
And dude, the connection was unreal.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Usually you don't get that connection on Tinder and this one felt different.
It's rare. It was like love at first sight type of thing.
Great.
And so they're, you know, getting cleaned up. Uh-huh. I sneak in through the window. I find the clothes that they're going to wear. I shit in the pants.
Just a shitty Santa?
Yeah. And I just drop a load in the pants and then slink out into the night and then watch through the window as they come out and they're getting their clothes on. They pull their pants up and my shit is in their pants.
And just slushy in.
Mm-hmm.
Slushy into a nice pair of jeans.
And I'm breathing on the window, going, and drawing little pictures and writing notes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oops. Whoops.
Honk, honk. And then I run off.
Honk, honk, motherfucker. Squeeze. Writing as fast as you can.
Little heart. And honk,
you have to keep like breathing on the window.
You have to keep breathing on it, yeah.
Because they won't look.
Right.
Because they're so disappointed. They're mad. You're like, the payoff is this. The payoff is shitty Santa's here, motherfucker.
Yeah.
No, we have a couple shirts. We have the Red Robin shirt. So it looks like the Red Robin logo, but it says, Can You Don't. But then we have the same logo, but it says Stinky Penguin. So either option is available right now at canyoudontpodcast.com.
Can you imagine if they were like, Stinky Penguin.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. And we have some stuff sent in.
Oh,
we're gonna hit that real quick.
Cool,
I'm gonna bend over.
Ooh.
Don't look at my butt.
Okay.
1 second.
Logan, can we get his butt on? Oh,
no.
Too late.
No. Okay. So this was sent in. Here's the note. It says, "Hey, daddies, I've written into Joe before about my son who's autistic, and he also loves clocks, fans, etc. My wife ordered him this book, not knowing how hilarious it would be. We all love it. Hopefully, you do too." From Adam Ritz or Adam Reitz.
He's got a little artist on his hands. All right.
I'm going. Yeah. So the book that he was sent in is The Big Black Clock.
Okay.
And this was at my apartment.
It's a jumbo clock.
For the last like half, whatever. And my kids were like, what does that mean? And they were thumbing through it. I was just waiting for one person to pick up and they didn't. So thank God that means that my kids haven't found that part of the internet.
Is it just sort of like if you read it and it's innuendo-y, if you don't have that sort of mind, I'm going to have to read it.
Here's one page. Can mommy find a clock big enough to make her happy?
Oh.
What kind of clock do you think she should get?
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Next page. 1 second. We went to the store to look at all the different clocks. Mommy found the perfect one. It was a big black cock. Clock. Mommy says she has to polish the big black clock at least 2 times every day. That's how she keeps it clean.
Oh.
And we'll go towards the end here. Mommy sure does love that big black clock.
It doesn't vibrate when the alarm goes off.
Bring, bring. And then this was sent directly to you.
Oh.
This is a big giant dick. It says, I love you, stepdaddy Brian.
There you go. This is amazing.
Yep. I don't know exactly who sent it in, but it's from Ship a Dick.
Look at that. For the kids at home that can see the video, it says, I love you, stepdaddy Brian.
God,
and it's
a
giant cardboard cock.
And there's a bunch of stickers in there as well.
Oh, shit. It's Ship a Dick.
Ship a Dick. I told you.
That's amazing.
I told you what it was.
Yeah, but I didn't. Now that I see it, that's amazing. And it's got a bit. Well.
Like you didn't trust me?
Yeah. I thought, look at that.
You've upgraded.
I like it.
Can you imagine?
Could you imagine growing that on your arm?
Like a dick farmer?
Yeah.
Can you imagine having that and just being like, hey, I really like you? And trying to talk someone into sitting on a fucking 3-foot cock?
The good thing about having a small penis.
Just the tip. The tip is the size of my thigh.
Right.
Just try it.
But honestly, the good thing about having a small penis, is you never have to worry about that. They're never like, slow down, stop. Mm-hmm. They're just like, is it in yet?
They're like, please, free.
Yeah.
Please, harder.
Yeah. Can you throw another one in there? Can we get your brother in here?
Do you have a better friend?
Can we get Joe in here too?
How hot is your friend?
Get Joe's horse cock in here.
you better get out of the way. Am I right?
Coming through, brother.
Anyway, enjoy.
I'm going to put this right here. Will it fit right there?
Yeah, if that's what she said. If it falls off, then
Jesus,
I don't
Christ.
Know. Just put it some. Just
there it
eat
is.
It.
There we go.
Suck on it. Great. Okay. Well, that's pretty much it. If you want to send something in, the P.O. box is in the episode description. Not going to state right now. Are you ready to go?
So they had to jam this big old dick in the P.O. box, huh?
I had to carry it out of there and look at what is on the cover. Look.
It just says, fondle with care.
Fondle with care.
Oh, well, see, I didn't know what it was. I'm glad they put it in a bag. If you had to walk out of the mail, all the people, it's always like old people in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
In the whatever it's called.
It's got a post office.
Post office. And the old people
God
mail.
Damn it.
The like old I'm people checking mail the mail. Place.
I'm checking the mail, open it up, just a fucking old guy.
Just
God damn it. Always.
Hi, Shunny.
I don't have time for this. I don't have time for this.
When are you going to die? Get out of here.
Okay.
Speaking of that. What?
Okay, stop it. Okay. We'll hit on that in a bit. You son of a bitch. Logan, push the button.
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
You wrote it, set it up.
All right, this is a what if question, and it's from our illegitimate child, Eugene.
How's he doing?
I don't know. I never keep tabs on the kids. That's your job.
Understood. Yeah, we have $20 in his college fund.
Yeah. Right, well, we put it in something that tanked, whatever.
Whatever that was.
Pick a stock that tanked.
I don't know, whatever, Bitcoin or whatever.
That's
thing.
Not doing so well.
Nope. All right, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, he wrote this saying, I just got back from a bicycle ride.
Okay.
Who rides a bicycle?
Eugene?
My oldest son hits me with this question as soon as I enter the house. What if there are two people who are conjoined twins, and one of them commits a murder. Do they both go to jail?
Oh, my gosh.
I found this one fascinating.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure, like, it probably hasn't happened, but this is, like, it's not even, it doesn't have to be hypothetical.
It could happen.
This could happen. And what would happen?
How pissed would you be?
Yeah.
As you're like, you did what? And then how did what if your brain is the one that controls like the legs.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one is the brain that controls the arms.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how this works. But
I'm not a doctor.
Listen, I'm not a math rocket scientist doctor. But if I was, what if you got one person had the control of the legs? Come on.
Look at
what he did.
Uh-huh.
And they're trying to show you the terrible shit he did.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I'm not walking there. It's like, just do it. And they're fucking,
oh, God, there goes my dick.
Dick fell off. And like the other one's waving their arms. I'll fucking kill you. I'll kick you. And like they're just kind of they're fighting over just weird shit because they have different control over different appendages. I don't know how that works. Well, I wish I did because that would be a lot better.
Imagine Imagine though, like in that scenario where you don't let's say maybe you control, like all you do is control one head.
That's it.
Okay.
You get a brain?
Yeah. So you know what's going on. You can visualize, you can see what's going on, but you don't have to control your arms, any limbs. So the one that does is like, I'm going to go kill somebody.
Please don't.
And you're just like, please don't do that.
We've been through this.
You're like, no, I got to do this. I got to kill somebody. Yeah, but I don't want to.
I would hate it. That would be real bad for me.
It would look really bad for me.
I just got done with school.
Yeah. So this guy goes out and slashes somebody up.
Ah,
the other guy would be an accomplice to murder, right? He helped him.
I don't know about
just
that.
Just being there at the crime scene, you're an accomplice.
I don't know how a child can join.
And no, imagine taking a lie detector test. They sit you down and they're like, did you kill this person? You're like, no. And like, you're not lying.
I'm being mean, but I'm picturing conjoined twins in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. In lanes one and two, are Julia and Rebecca.
Julia and Rebecca.
And they just fucking share the legs and run down the middle.
Well, what if they... If one of them had one side and the other one had the other side, and they have, it's like a three-legged race.
Right. You have the legs tied together in the middle. Those are so hard. They're so hard to do.
Okay. Now, fuck. Okay. Now put that into, as they're murdering, maybe they go on a killing spree together.
Dude.
And one of them, you know, they.
What? Okay. The one that has no control is the devil on the shoulder, literally.
Mm-hmm. You can do it. You can do it.
Slash. You can do it. If I had arms,
if I had an arm, this guy would have been dead already.
If I control any of the appendages we share, this motherfucker would be dead. You're right. You're right. I know I'm right. Now run.
I know I'm right.
Now run, Rebecca. Run. Oh, man.
Okay. Now, here's another scenario.
Okay.
Let's say they commit the murder. And they've gone to trial, and they were guilty.
They call one of them to the stands, like, just one of you. Like, can't.
No, can't do that.
They're like trying to angle the microphone. The other one
can't. Can you imagine? The guy's like, did you kill this person? And they're like, no. And the other one's going, yes, I did. Right. No, we didn't. Yes, we did.
Just,
no,
just one at a
no,
time.
There's no we in this situation.
One at a time. What you can't. Who are you talking to?
So, okay, they go to jail.
Great.
Okay, so now...
As they should.
Let's say the person that didn't commit the murder controls the butt. Like
what?
They
twerk for a living?
No, they feel the butt. Because someone's got to control pooping, right? Like the butt muscles.
Man, I wish I knew more about this.
We are so ignorant to this.
There's no way that one person doesn't feel pooping. Like...
Well, no, say they...
There's not two spines, are there? I'm guessing there could be.
Okay, let's say you can, both of them can feel the butt, but only one controls the muscles. Maybe the nerves. So like one control can feel it in the nerves. It can feel the pain. And the other one controls the butt. I don't care how it works.
One opens the sphincter.
All you're doing is you're delaying what I'm trying to get to. And this is now they're in prison getting butt raped.
You delayed yourself.
You're throwing me off track here. You're like the head. I'm trying to go this direction, and you're controlling one leg.
Just kill him. Just kill him, Brian.
I'm trying to get to the scenario.
No, I want
to
be a good person.
You're keeping me from getting to this scenario.
Kill him.
You're acting like that person.
Fucking kill him, Brian.
Okay, so you're in prison.
Do it.
You're already in prison.
Yeah. We
and are. Here you're walking in. They're like, ooh, fresh meat, fish. You know, you're walking in there. Isn't that what they say when someone new into prison? Don't they do that? They're like, fish. Come here, fish. They call them fish, don't they?
I don't know.
Logan, don't they call when someone's new to prison? They're like, eh. They call them fish.
They give them the sucky lips.
I guess I'll go with that.
I know I'm right.
And no, you're not.
The kids are going to back me up. If someone's been into prison, have you ever been heckled and called a fish when you're showing up into prison?
Ooh, fishy.
You've got your clothes and you're walking in there with your towel and stuff looking for a bunk, and they're like,
fishy. Come here.
That's
fishy,
what they
fishy,
do in
fishy.
The movies.
What movie?
Every movie.
What? You're such a. Okay.
They did that in Prison Break.
Okay,
they call
one
them fish.
Movie.
It's a TV show, idiot.
You're a movie. Go ahead.
Okay, so anyway, so now you're in prison for murder.
Yeah.
But you, the one guy, didn't commit the murder, but you still have to experience prison.
Mm.
So now you're getting taken in the showers, you're dropping the soap.
Which, I mean,
Okay, everyone has to shower.
The one that did the murder deserves it, right? But the other one who was just the accomplice who couldn't control the limbs is now getting
I'm gonna stop
anally
you there. I don't think everyone
penetrated.
I think sometimes murder is okay.
Hmm?
What?
No, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Well, you said they deserve it.
Okay, well, okay.
That's what you said.
I didn't mean
sometimes
it like
murdering somebody's fine in my book. If they did something that's terrible,
so are you saying
them.
In this hypothetical situation,
the butt sex isn't deserved?
What these are called Siamese twins, right?
Yeah,
the conjoined. Siamese twins, conjoined twins. Siamese twins are killed somebody that, and it was
if it was like over shoplifting, but if it was over something, like they killed their dad. Go for it.
It's like the Menendez brothers.
Well, they killed their own parents.
They,
which is close. So someone else killed somebody, and then they're like, "Fuck this guy," or a pedophile. Rape their mom, their sister. Oh God damn it.
This is why YouTube's not allowing us to. This is why we're getting blocked on YouTube.
AIDS doesn't matter. You know what I'm getting at.
Do you say AIDS doesn't matter?
Age doesn't matter.
AIDS matters. Well, it doesn't anymore.
Well, they're trying. I read a report that they might have it all figured out, actually, by the way.
It was no almost one talks about it anymore, so yeah.
It was almost the hooray. We're not all doomed, actually. I didn't pick it today. So anyway. There's okay time for murder. Anyway, so go back to you and try to tell me about butt sex.
Well, I was just saying, okay, when oh God, now you got me all thinking about they don't deserve this
now you're
shower.
Frustrated with me. Oh my God.
I had this whole thing I was going to say and I screwed it all up.
Could you be any more rude?
You're so rude. I'm trying to get to sexually anally raped Siamese twins and you keep derailing the conversation.
The nerve.
This is so inconvenient.
Nerve.
About as inconvenient as the twin that didn't do the murdering getting raped in the shower.
You're right.
That's basically what I'm trying to say.
Good. I'm glad you got
there. So the person that did the murder goes into prison and sometimes you get raped. I'm not saying you deserve it. I'm just saying that's what happens when you go to prison. But the twin that didn't want to kill the person is now in jail getting raped because of the twin that did the murdering. So they really don't deserve it because they shouldn't be there in the first place. But they couldn't do anything about it because he couldn't control the arms.
What if they like it?
I'm not. Yeah, maybe they do. I'm just saying.
The visual of in jail with conjoined twins where they find out one half is guilty and the other one's not.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a special cell where it just divides them down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
The one on the outside of the cell, the guards are so nice to. Just giving all the food they want, throwing birthday parties, they get a Christmas. And the one on the inside is just in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking sad. Getting touched, getting harassed.
All the things that happen. Yeah.
The guard walks up, happy birthday, and then leans around to the corner. Shut the fuck up! Just screams at the other
Not
one.
You!
Not you! Your birthday sucks!
What's that? Solitary confinement?
Yes!
Imagine
someone's in pitch black, and the other one has a birthday cake.
Yeah.
And that's just how they live, which is a little bit of sadness, but also you still get a birthday
cake.
Well,
is it solitary confinement if you're both in solitary because you're in there with somebody else?
No, it's half. The door is like sealed up.
So how? If you're attached, how do you seal the door?
Halfies. Right down the middle, baby.
Construct a wall in between you?
It's a like light drywall cutout door where one person gets a little bit of freedom and the other one is in pitch black darkness and sadness. And they just like hear the other one having so much fun. They're playing ping pong. Playing ping pong.
It's so close to you too.
They're doing charades.
Yeah.
And you're just fucking in the dark listening to the other half.
They can only do forehands if they're doing it that way. No backhands.
You son of a bitch.
What if the person on the left side in the dark controlled the right limb?
They're kicking the fucking guards?
Yeah. And getting the other one smacked?
God damn.
Because you're like, it's kind of like you walk it up and kick it in the butt, turns around, gets slapped.
Why'd you throw your birthday cake?
It wasn't me.
It was Steve. 10 more years. Okay, the last point on this.
Okay.
And then I'm going to move on. But I have to make it a little sexual. I'm not going to go that far. Let's say that you're in love with these conjoined twins.
Okay.
And you're an ass man. Mm-hmm. Or you're a boobs guy.
Okay.
You're a boobs guy. And those are the best. They have the best set of tits you've ever seen.
Okay.
But one of them.
I'm turned on.
One of them does not like you. The other one could not love you more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you deal with that? One person wishes you were dead. The other one wants to have wants them to have your babies.
Yeah.
Oh, well, is that the phrasing? It kills me.
I mean, is that consensual?
God, they have the best sentence.
Imagine like sex. Is that consensual sex if the other one doesn't want to have sex?
I don't know.
What if you just stick to one side, one boob?
One
just
bob.
Just work the one boob.
Just work the one boob.
But if there's good one luck. Vagina.
I never come. Yeah! Because all I touch is one boob.
Well, what
I'm
if...
I'm not fucking Harry Potter.
Let's go back to the scenario where the nerve endings and stuff. What if the one that doesn't like you is the one that feels the vagina?
That's what Logan's getting at. So whatever they feel, you have to focus on one lump. I don't know. I just thought it was funny to bring up. I don't have the answer. But one person is always trying to talk the other one out of it. Like they're kissing, and the one that hates you is like, he's not even that good.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're wasting your time, Rebecca.
Just talking in her ear the whole time.
Shut up.
She's like, shut up, I'm trying to enjoy this.
But also you'd be like, shut up. You'd be like pushing their head away, like, shut the fuck up.
I've never had a three-way before. Shut up.
Right. You're making me nervous.
I mean, that's like he
can never get it hard because you're always here. That's why I can never get it up.
This freaking guy can't please a woman. Trying to please two women.
No, I can't please two.
You're trying to please two women.
Shut the fuck up.
I can't even please one, let alone two. Is that a three-way or is it a two-and-a-half-way?
Dude, that's a two-way with a fucking a hater. That's like a hater on the side, which I don't even know if that's possible. Think about it not even being conjoined twins. You're trying to like make out with someone or have sex, and there's someone on the sidelines booing you and being like, you are the worst.
Oh, that'd be awful.
Oh, now you go down on her. Should have done that 5 minutes ago. Like, God, fucking shut up.
Well, I mean, imagine like having a three-way with your wife or whatever, and then you bring in someone, and then you're going with the other chick, and your wife's like, she goes and sits in the chair because she's not getting any attention. So now she's just over in the corner, like, you never do that with me.
You should have folded the laundry. Mm-hmm. What? And you're like, I don't, dude. That'd be the worst if you got talked into a threesome that wasn't your doing. And then in the middle of it, it fucked everything up. You're like, I didn't want to do this.
Yeah.
And that I know that happens. I have a buddy that has happened to where they got drunk and he was talked into it. And she got mad and they fucking broke up over it. And he didn't want to do it in the first place.
Yeah.
She thought she liked it. And then she saw it. And she goes, I don't like this.
Maybe fucking, it was all just a test.
It just bailed out. No, they're best friends. They're still friends. He just got fucking left in the dust. It happens.
That seems like a shitty
I know,
deal. It's like, you wanted me to do this. This was my birthday present.
But I get it.
I saw a Jerry Springer episode of that very scenario. And
totally real.
That's why
Go ahead.
No, that's why I brought this up because I just saw this Jerry Springer and it was that scenario happened. The other one walked away and she was watching the other two go at it. And then they started plowing on the side and they were keeping it secret. So the chick wanted to have a threesome for her husband to kind of give him a birthday present.
And he's like, see and
then,
ya.
Yeah, then they started banging. And then she was left out. And she did all, she was like, I do all your laundry. I do your dishes. I clean your house. And you out fucking her?
Yeah.
Well,
did he say that, Matt? What did he say?
He was just like,
you betcha.
That's basically what it is.
You betcha, is the kid mine?
Yeah.
I'm not even pregnant.
Well, then fucking get out of here.
Just like,
isn't that what we're doing?
He's like some weird, I'm not the dad. He starts clapping for himself. Jerry's like, what? The crowd's like, Jerry.
Oh, my Jerry beads. Starts flashing the camera.
That was the last episode Jerry Springer's ever done. Okay, so
I think we explored that. I think we figured that out.
We sure did. Let's move on to what do you think
about?
And
if there are any conjoined twins, let us know.
Please do.
How ignorant we are. And
I'd like to see the email if one of you controls each hand.
One of them's going, don't send that in. You're like, they want to hear this. Nobody wants to hear this.
Don't touch my side of the keyboard. It's just fucking, it's only half the letters as they send it in.
They have to. You're waiting for the other person to type, and they're not, so it just goes, shush.
What does M-O-P-Y-V-K-L-H-K mean? She's like, save me, I'm homeless. He's like, I can't, I don't know what the fucking other letters are. Okay, Logan, go ahead. Did it, baby.
Hey,
what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
Whew, I hope that was as fun for everyone
else
as it was for us.
That.
Okay, so what are you thinking about is not going to be fun out the gate.
We're going to do a contrast situation?
Yeah, not as fun as that.
Okay.
Because I've been getting a lot of messages
And I made a post about it before we recorded this episode because, as you know, we record in advance. But the last episode we recorded talked about me hopping on an airplane a couple hours afterward to head home and go visit my dad because he wasn't doing well. Turns out he was not doing well at all. So my dad passed away. It was a few hours before I was able to get down there. But I'm thankful that my brother and my sister were down there. But my sister was like right next to him, like holding his hand.
That's good.
And because of the way things were going, he's having trouble breathing. He wasn't swallowing food and water at that point. So we're trying to all get down there as fast as we could. So she was holding his hand. And I guess as far as dying goes, she said she woke up because he went. And then she was like, "Dad?" And that was it. So like there was no pain. There was no panic. And he just passed away. So as far as that goes, I think that's pretty much best case scenario.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But man, so I got down there. Like I said, I was late to the party. What a shitty party.
In with the beer. Hey guys, got the beer.
Just a fucking 30 of stones.
Got the Keystone Ice.
Got a fucking beer bong. Where's dad?
You missed him dying because you stopped for beer.
There's a long line at the fucking shitty grocery store.
You better
store.
Get here, Joe. You better get
I'm
here.
I'm coming.
I'm waiting in line. This guy in front of me.
I'm not showing up empty-handed. This guy's buying
He's trying to buy cigarettes. They don't have his kind.
They don't have his kind. They don't have the longs. They don't have the menthols. I've been in here for 15 minutes. So it wasn't that, but he... So I showed up, and luckily, you know, I know there's people that have been through this. I don't think that you've been through this. I don't think Logan's been through this. But like he passed away, and you get to keep his body like it's a fucking souvenir around for up to 24 hours before the coroner has to show up and take it away.
Wait, are you saying you get to like?
You get to in my sense because I was late and I wanted to still see my dad. So they kept him in his bed until I got there. That is one of the trippiest experiences I have ever been through. My dad is a big snorer. So like he's just laying there. It looks like he's just fucking snoring. But he's not. And it's like they're so cold. I know there's people out there that have experienced this. You know what I'm talking about. It's so weird to touch, like not just his hands, but like you touch his head. It's just fucking ice cold. It is surreal. You're like, whoa. Like I can't really explain it. So anyway, I talked to him or I talked to his body. I'm sure he's still around. I mean, he's, you know, there were signs when we were all hanging out that he was still there. There was some stuff happening. But besides that, they're, you know, talking to him and, you know, whatever things that I didn't get to say in the last moments. And so all that got done. I walked out of there. We hung out with some family for a little bit, and then we had to call the coroner to come and get him, right? So they come and get him, and it's some old man. Like, I'm not sure how he made it in the house. Like, he is so old. He's like, got to be at least 90. And I'm like, how are you getting this body out of here? And they have, like, the, what's it called? The gurney. So you load him up onto the gurney, and one of the craziest experiences was rolling like my dad's body out of his own house. Mm-hmm. And it was so, everyone was crying. The coroner was crying. Like it was like this whole thing, right? So as I'm standing there, and because I'm fucking just twisted and I don't know how to be way too serious, we're pushing him out of his shop where he has made his entire living. It's this beautiful, gigantic wood shop where he has made things for fucking Bruce Willis and fucking...
Whoa.
God damn it. What's his name? The fucking actor from
Travolta?
Big.
Oh, Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks. He's made shit for Tom Hanks, right? So he's done all of Steve... God damn it!
Miller?
Steve Miller. I used to mow Steve Miller's lawn.
That's awesome.
The fender I have out there is Steve Miller's. Did you know that?
Did you take the money and run? Thanks, Logan.
Logan thought that was great. No.
Apparently you didn't.
No, I'm just a joker.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
That was maybe the greatest reaction ever because you were stone cold silent.
I was stone cold Steve Austin.
Logan Steve. Did you crush those keystones? Like I did. Stone? Did it keep cold?
Hey, anyway, so we're rolling him out of the shop, right? It's just all these memories, all these feelings. And as I'm rolling, we said our goodbyes, and then they do that thing where they pull, like, it's all real. They pull the sheet over his head. Mm. It's just like the movies. And you're like, fuck, that's the last time I'm seeing my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they pull the sheet over and they're rolling him out. And we open the garage door and we roll him out. And as I'm helping roll my dad out, I look up and we're putting him in a fucking Dodge minivan. Right? And I'm like, what? Like, this is not. This is not. This guy's a fucking legend. And I'm rolling him and helping lift him into a fucking minivan. Like, I'm glad he fits. Can you scoot the passenger seat forward so I can fit my dad in? Like, it should be a gold-plated limo. Like, I did not expect that. Did it have back
seats? Like a, or
they were folded down. It's a, like, well, there's an option. Whose van
was it?
The guy who was crying, the old guy.
It was just his personal van?
I don't know.
Did he take it to get it cleaned afterwards?
Brian didn't have a chance to ask him. Wasn't important at that time. Where I'm picking him up and lifting my dad in and go, hey, bro, is this your minivan? No, I didn't ask him.
Imagine after
and he goes, no.
After he was done working for the day, he takes it to like a
puts it in car wash. A new fucking Bronco. Like a badass, like a new fucking sweet car. It's in a Lamborghini as his personal car. Can we load my dad in, please?
No, I was just thinking he had to go get it cleaned out. He's like, hey, sorry, there was a body in here. Can you, do you have anything that, like, cleans?
He goes, yeah. Just open all the doors and we'll roll you through the car wash. No, but that was so weird. It was such an emotional moment, emotional day. I mean, it's still emotional now. As we time to record this, my dad was actually buried today. So he was, which is how weird life is.
I don't know how you're saying this without.
Well, because I've already had it. I've already been through it. I've already cried it all out.
Ugh.
Quit trying to make me cry, you asshole. And today's also my mom's birthday. So it's like this weird. It just, life has all these weird coincidences. But anyway, so we were rolling them out. It was this crazy moment. Everyone's losing their shit. And I was like, God damn, dude, putting you in a fucking minivan. I hate this. I don't even know what better. I don't know. I don't know what I expected. But in that moment, I just expected like a cooler thing to put my dad in. And it fucking killed me. Well, not literally.
I can't think of like.
God damn. What
that thing would be that would be like that, the perfect thing, but I know it's not a Dodge Caravan.
Dude, it's not. It's not a fucking Astro van, dude.
It's like they're moving the kid toys into the back and like moving stuff over.
Like, and like the back had the auto closed. I'm like, this is, what is fucking going on? And I just watched his body disappear with like a fucking backup noise, like beep, beep, beep. And I was like, why?
The dude? Guy's driving off smoking
and
a cigarette.
And like, yeah, I'm hugging my stepmom 2.0, my second stepmom. And we're just hugging and crying. I'm with his brother, my uncle, and we're just crying in the fucking garage. And I'm just hearing this beep, beep as fuckface pushes the auto close on his minivan, dude. And I just I couldn't help it.
Everybody,
like,
watch your head.
Everyone, out of the way, please. Excuses. Like, he uses the kick lift gate. Like, he doesn't even have the time to reach up and push the button. He just waves his foot under the back so it can close automatically. Anyway, bye.
I imagine, like, they're putting him in there and then they grab the seatbelt and have to put the seatbelt and, like, reach over to connect the seatbelt. Like, some kind
of weird fucking regulation. We gotta scrap him down.
We can't have a loose body.
Dude.
This is technically a trans.
God. Like,
it falls under the certain laws of, like,
of whatever. People, things.
Yeah.
Transportation. Moving person, you get
pulled
things.
Over, and the cop's like,
is he wearing a seatbelt? don't think it matters.
Does that qualify for the carpool lane?
Yeah. I hate you guys. God, you guys are the worst.
I don't want to do this.
You did it.
I don't want to joke about this.
I didn't say anything besides minivan. You fucking assholes.
What would you like to get picked up when you die?
I'd like a fucking V10 Hummer limo.
Imagine rolling. Imagine the corner guy that picked him up. He's like, he had to stop because he was hungry before he gets back to the place, and he pulls up into the drive-thru. And like, out of instinct, he thinks that someone's in the back
seat. Anything you want?
Anything free? Oh, shit.
I'm just kidding. It's just his joke.
like some weird
for himself
weird yeah. pickup line.
He's one of those.
He goes, I'll get number one. Anything for you, Jim? Oh no, he's fine. He's dead. And they're like, what? Like that's not.
He's one like those guys that just they're by themselves all day. That like they just
or he orders more than he needs, but he's gonna eat both.
Right.
Of them. We'll get two number twos. We got somebody in the back. He's motion sickness. He's just laying
it's
down.
It's like pouring one out for my homies, but he's eating a cheeseburger for
for my dad. God, how disrespectful. Minivan and then eating an extra cheeseburger he ordered from my dad.
He's just listening like Def Leppard, smoking a cigarette, eating McDonald's on the way back.
Going
to the
90. Like he has nothing to live for. My dad clearly doesn't. No, but my dad
hit the brakes and he does the old chest stop thing.
Oops, sorry. Habit. But in all seriousness, my dad was fucking amazing. So my dad was absolutely amazing. He was so eccentric. He was so original. He never like did anything, even down to his work. That was anything like whatever someone else was doing. He's like, well, I'm not doing that.
Yep.
And he would find a new way to do it.
Why do people like that have to die?
I don't know, man.
It's just so dumb.
And he was so active. Like he was the guy. There was multiple times that growing up, he would call me. Here's one of the times I was heading out. I'm not sure if I was like sports thing or trying to go out and hang out with friends. And he calls me up and I pick up my phone. I had like a landline in my room. I don't know. I thought it was like a fucking girl trying to bang. I pick it up. He goes, Joe. I'm like, yeah. He goes, Hey, I'm sorry.
Hey, this is my voicemail.
He goes, hey, I'm in Fairfield. And I'm like, what? Fairfield is fucking 57 miles away. And he goes, I started riding my bike out of Canyon. I figured I'm just going to go over the top of this. And I got over here and I'm too tired to get back. So on a random fucking Friday, he just took off and rode his bike 47 miles into the mountains and ended up in some mountain fucking town. I was like, God damn it.
You have to go pick him up.
I had to go drive out there and pick him up.
What did you drive out there and pick him up in?
My childhood car was a white Subaru hatchback. Me and my brother were sharing it at the time. But that was like multiple things. No, God damn it. And there's like multiple tiny towns I've had to pick up my dad from because he just can't stop riding his bike for fucking 60 miles. So active. Never slowed down. He could never just sit still. And then, yeah, he gets fucking brain cancer. I mean,
that's just so dumb.
I know, it's fucking unfair. And he never, like, he stopped drinking 35 years ago, like, did no drugs. And it's like, cool.
It's like, I'm going to make sure I don't.
Make sure I make it and hang out with my grandkids and all that kind of shit. And then gets his fucking brain cancer. Cancer's so dumb.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what I'm thinking about. Is that cool?
Yeah, that was.
Was that fun? For
no,
you?
No, not really. Cool. Not really.
All right.
I mean, I'm glad you got that off your chest.
I know. But, and thank you to everybody who has written in and, you know, said either they've been through something similar or sending their condolences and sorry for your losses. So thank you so much for sending that in. It does mean a lot. Anyway, not speaking of my dad, you want to see my dick?
Yeah, that's a nice transition. Yeah. Let's transition.
About as good as it can be.
To your wiener.
Logan!
Is it dumb? Is it interesting?
That was actually way fun. More fun than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
That was way funner than I thought it was going to be.
He's like, I knew that was going to be fun talking about my dad, but woo.
I said, trust me. I said, you're like, I don't think it's not very funny. I'm like, we'll make it through, baby.
I know we can make it funny, but I just didn't want to.
Well, clearly. Clearly you clearly you had a real hard time making that funny,
well,
Ryan.
I can make anything funny.
How did you do it? How did you manage to make fun of my dead dad? Logan and I were talking about this, and this is, I mean, again, it's sad, and I'll move on. But we recorded that episode, and it was like hours later, the one last week, my dad died.
Yeah, you texting, you're like, I know. Sorry, guys, hey, I know. My dad died.
And we were like the fucking last thing we said was like, hey, fucking, you know who liked that joke? Your mom. Mm-hmm. You said to my dad. And I was like, and like I thought about that later, and I was like, oh, my God. So bad. Again, he doesn't know. Like, I mean, fucking, he didn't know what the fuck was going on the final months of his life. I don't know,
there's an orb flying around in here.
come punch you in the fucking dick. Okay, so my story, I came across this story actually a while back, and I just haven't found the right time to bring it in until right now.
And apparently this is it?
This is it. Woohoo! Lakota school board member accidentally posts porn link while advocating for abstinence. So I know that last week I had the story about the mayor, the drunk driver. Yeah, went and visited the family that had a daughter that died of drunk driving and then got fucking busted for drunk driving later that day.
It was the exact same story.
Kind of.
With porn.
But with porn. And I think the lesson here is the people that are in charge of running either any sort of position in office, local or in the government, are fucking idiots. Mm-hmm. And they're no better than you. And if you ever think that you can't challenge them or are better than them or smarter than them, you're fucking wrong.
And they live these guys, a lie.
They just decided to go do something and they fucking won.
Yeah.
You can do it too.
Yeah.
So if you're not a piece of shit and you want to change something locally or on a national level, go run for
I think you kind of have to be a piece of shit though. Those are, they're the ones that win, right? Because they're not, they don't have
care about the other opposition.
Yeah, they just don't give a shit.
But you could be a dickhead for a bit, but if you can snap out of it and actually change your community, that's cool.
Yeah, that, I mean, that'd be ideal.
Yeah, that's always great.
But I don't want to do that.
Okay, so check this out. The Lakota School Board on Wednesday voted 4-1 to, what's that, censure a board member. Yeah, censure a board member for posting on Facebook a link that led to inappropriate sexual content. A separate motion passed requesting that the board member, Darby Bodie, resign immediately. So here's what happened.
It was a 4-1 vote?
Yes.
Why wasn't it 5-0?
Because I don't.
Did she get the vote?
Yeah. So here's the skinny on this shit. So she had this whole post talking about critical race theory. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that tells you like where things are going and your lack of understanding, your disconnect from the fucking world, and trying to get that just taken out of story. Like, just don't talk about anybody who's not me!
Mm-hmm.
And then she meant to post a link that led to like the actual, like a way to teach your kids about sexuality. Right? But she typed it in and there's an error and it just led to a porn site. And she just posted that up. And the fact, it's so fucking funny to me because I love it. I love that you're such a dipshit that, I don't know, it doesn't say what the error was. I don't know how many keystrokes she was off from what she was trying to reach versus what she actually posted. But I love that you have just made this stand. You have dug your heels in on some bullshit. And then you make a post that links to porn. And then, like, where she's at, she's not, like, forced to resign, even if she's voted against. Like, it's a whole process.
She's got tenure or some shit.
Yeah, whatever, man. But, like, this particular article says that she did not leave. Like, she's trying to fucking stay. Of course you are.
Yeah.
You're pushing critical race theory bullshit.
Yeah. Standing firm, brother.
Fucking goddamn. Of course you are. But this did remind me of some shit that I went through in high school, and this is very real. I was in the computer lab in high school, and when you get done with your stuff, do they even have like typing classes and shit anymore? Is that still a thing? Remember those like those glasses they made you wear that had the like the wing underneath it, so you couldn't look down at your hands, Logan?
Yeah, I actually did do that.
Yeah, yeah. So they have like dumb glasses that have a visor on the bottom of your eyes.
Like horse blinders?
Yeah, for kids.
Type blinders?
Horse blinders for kids.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't look down at your hands and it tests your typing. But when you get through all of the different exercises, towards the end of class, you get to like play games, like Elastomania or Elastoman, whatever that fucking motorcycle game was. Or you could go to like different arcade shit online. But I remember that I had not, I failed to get a government assignment done on time. So I was going to use the remaining 20 minutes of this typing class to get my government shit done. And I typed in, and I shit you not, it was whitehouse.com. Okay?
Yep.
Now, I can't bring this up on the screen without censoring it, but whitehouse.com is a fucking porn site.
Mm-hmm. I think I knew that.
Well, I mean,
I didn't know that.
I've never heard of it. Well, tell me more, Joseph. But I don't know how many kids figured this out. I'm gonna click through here because we're over 18. Oh, it says coming soon. Maybe they got taken down. Anyway, it was not taken down.
How'd they spell coming soon?
C-U-M-M.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. No, it's normal coming.
Oh.
But they've been working. I guess they're working on this for a bit. But I remember when you first went to it, it was not censored. It was fucking tits and puss.
Mm.
And I was sitting there and I typed it in and clicked enter and just fucking, it popped up and my heart stopped. I was like, fuck you. Oh, shit. Like, how do I clear history? And I'm trying like, oh, just playing a motorcycle game. And I'm trying to get out of there as fast as I can. I can't be the only one, dude. Whitehouse.com in school, you have to have known what that was. Because, of course, that's where you would go. Back when the internet was fairly new,
mm-hmm.
you had to, like, type in the place you wanted to go to. And that's what, like, fired up that whole domain craze where you just buy up mm-hmm. shit that you knew people would want and then sell it to them if they actually, or they got it. Or don't sell it and then put ads on your site. So then when they got there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I remember, I think it was 7th or 8th grade, this would have been shit like 1997, 98, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. And that's when the internet was real fresh. And I remember it was so fresh that we had during class, like civics and law or whatever it was, we got to sign up to get on the computer to go explore the internet. Mm-hmm. Like that was the thing. We were learning how to use the internet. And I remember I had some friends, we were typing in like all these Disney things, stuff. And then one of it, we typed in Bambi.com and it was not a deer.
It was not a deer.
No.
Oh, dear.
It popped up and it was just this. And the teacher was up writing on the board.
And you felt that
the
stare.
The computer was, no, he didn't notice, but the computer was in the front of the class. Mm-hmm. And also I was like, but it was one of those old teachers that was kind of like, he didn't see shit.
Thank God.
So, but I looked over and all the class was like, oh my God. And I'm like, you know, this is new. We don't know how to get out of the window and everything. I'm like, oh, fuck. I remember I just clicked the monitor off.
Yeah.
I clicked the monitor off and then pulled the plug. And the teacher
didn't
see it. That's smart thinking.
Yeah. That's smart thinking. Teacher turned around. Excuse me, what?
Dude, I was so sweaty, though.
Does someone have a question?
Yeah. Turn around. Like, everyone's just going.
Who said that? You're like, hey.
Oh, that was me.
Oh, hey, Officer Jackson. and then did you also know that if you go to canyoudon't.com instead of canyoudon'tpodcast.com, it's a Japanese porn site.
Oh.
We found, actually, Logan and I found that. We were trying to figure out what we're going to name. We were like, okay, if we can get canyoudon't.com, we should probably grab that. But then we looked at canyoudon't, or if we could get it, we had to get canyoudon'tpodcast.com because canyoudon't.com is a Japanese porn site. All right, let's move on.
And you know, if you go to canyoudon'tpodcast.com, you can get that sick merch.
Oh!
There's a plug. Huh?
What kind of plug?
Get yourself a t-shirt.
Get yourself
or something.
A shirt or something.
Yeah. Pay for our kids.
Tell your family to come get one too.
Fruit snacks.
Tell your best friend to come here and get your fruit snacks.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you have for us, bud?
What do I have for us? I have. Let me pull this up.
Yeah,
I forgot to do that.
Yeah, well, good job.
All right. This is kind of an interesting story. There was a bunch of rumors going on. That, do you know what a furry is?
Yes, of course I do. I love
I didn't
them.
Know what a furry was.
Until when?
Until I saw
what?
The story.
Where have you been? All this porn talk, you don't know what a furry is?
I don't get into like the weird stuff. I'm just like
That's
basic
all I
doggy,
do.
You know? Like just.
Well, speaking of furry doggy.
Yeah, but I don't want it with animals.
Oh.
You know, I like humans dog, human doggy.
Logan? You knew what a furry was.
Yeah,
no, of course. God, Brian.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm fucking almost 40 and I don't fucking like dogs.
I love dogs. I just don't like plowing dogs.
Well, grow up.
I like watching other like dogs do it, but
aware.
I don't want to fuck a dog.
We're aware, Mr. Dolphins. Fuck me.
All right.
Pick
so.
Me. Pick me.
We get
a
it.
Flipper.
All right.
Faster
go ahead.
Than lightning.
All right, Nebraska State Senator retracts claim about schools giving students litter boxes.
Okay, great. I know
so,
where this is going. Let's do it.
I'm not going to read this thing, but basically what happened, and there was a few different sites. Basically what happened was there was these rumors going around that that these kids were identifying as cats and dogs and stuff in the schools, and that they were asking for litter boxes. And that the school weren't providing litter boxes, so the kids just started shitting in the hallways and in the classrooms and all over the place.
God damn.
And then so a rumor started that the schools were gonna allow furries to have litter boxes because mm-hmm. these people that identified as cats and dogs.
Gotcha.
And this guy didn't do any, and there was a few other teachers. They didn't do any research to see if this was real or not.
Right.
They just started running on this platform that, see, now the liberals are saying that the kids should be able to do, you know, get litter boxes and stuff. So then it started this whole rumor that wasn't true. Mm-hmm. And I just find it hilarious because I was thinking about all the things that you could say that you identified for mm-hmm. and start asking for special requests for those things.
Right.
So, like, if you could identify as a gorilla,
mm-hmm.
and now you're going to school. I'm a gorilla, and I need.
How come you didn't get your homework done?
Yeah, you don't. Exactly.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Understood.
Uh-huh.
Fucking snap your pencil in half and shove it up your butt.
Start throwing your shit on the, at
okay,
kids
okay.
at recess. You're like, I identify as a monkey.
You didn't get your thesis done.
Did you say feces done or thesis done?
Thesis.
Okay, I thought you said you didn't get your feces done. No, feces done.
You're thinking about that. Because I guess you hit you in the face with some shit. Which is very... My thesis was on feces.
My thesis was on...
Okay. Close enough.
Yeah, next. That's a tongue twister.
That's a tongue twister.
Anyway, so is there like a, I mean, what, it could be anything. Like, you could be an animal. It could be you identify as
a brick.
Yeah, a brick. And you're like, I want some mortar.
I'm like, can I have cement? What? Oh my
what
God.
Mexican
pizza again. Can I have some fucking cement?
The gorilla gets to throw his shit around. All I ask for is a little Mexican pizza. Right. And then, so you have like a gorilla that's asking for
Mexican pizza.
He wants to be able to throw his shit around. Uh-huh. You have this other thing asking for Mexican pizza. Uh-huh. And then you have all these people arguing like, well, he gets to throw his shit. How come I don't get Mexican pizza?
Right.
And then you have, now you just have this full on thing where everyone's like,
God damn, that'd be
identifying as all sorts of shit. Like, everyone identifies as something different and is making a special request. So now if you're a school board, who gets, do you have to say, okay, you can identify only as what you, like a boy and a girl, whatever you are, or do you start allowing all this? Because when people say like, it's a slippery slope, yeah, you can start throwing feces.
You'd have to go.
He's shitting in a litter box.
The idea of identifying as an inanimate object fucking kills me.
Yeah.
We're like, you're walking, like I'm a fucking stapler.
Uh-huh.
So everybody in class, like, hey, did you have a stapler? No, go see John. Mm-hmm. And he has a stapler. Mm-hmm. Just stand in the corner. Like, just reach their paper size. Like, that's all he does. He shows up and he just staples fucking papers together because he's a motherfucking stapler. And he's the valedictorian. He's the best stapler that school has ever seen.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, if you're going to be something, you want to be the best at that thing, right? So he's might the well best, be stapler best stapler ever.
West Valley's ever seen.
Mm-hmm. He would be a staple of that school.
Yeah, right.
And he would set the tone.
Keep shit together. Set the tone, that'd be a printer.
Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah. Everyone's just identifying as like a piece of office equipment.
Dude, that'd be the best, dude.
Coffee maker.
Oh, like, no, I have a class of 25 people. Unfortunately, only two are humans.
Yeah.
The other three are office appliances. We've got a lamp here. Printer.
They all make the sound like
modem.
They all make the sounds of what those objects stapler make.
Click, 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 click. Three hole punch.
What is a computer starting up? Like a
which one?
Like a Microsoft computer.
Oh my! Like Microsoft, man.
There's like computer here.
Mac. No, it's just like that. It's like that THX vibe.
Yeah.
Windows 95 is the one I always think about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Everyone's going to remember that when you didn't realize your speakers were on and you restarted Windows 95.
Yeah.
You're just like, baby, baby. It was so, you're like, Jesus Christ. It turned out those like on the computer, weird tower speakers that everyone had.
Everybody had those. Because you had LimeWire or Napster.
Mm-hmm,
remember when you download the song, it said like Metallica featuring Linkin Park, featuring Alice in Chains,
featuring
Rage Against the Machine. You're like,
remix.
Dude, this is going to be the best song I've ever heard. And your computer's like, virus, right? Virus.
Damn it. Got me again.
Wait. That didn't really happen?
Of course that didn't exist. Okay, we're going to move on to Petty Beef. I think we have a pretty good one this week. Okay. You ready? Okay, let's roll it. Logan!
Silence in the court!
You are now entering the Petty Beef courtroom, where all sides of some bullshit will be heard and evaluated. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final-ish. This is Petty Beef.
Okay. We're going to do one case this week.
Okay.
Because we've talked about my dad dying for too long. Logan, set it up, baby.
A woman that goes by Crazy Ferret Lady in Spokane thinks men need to learn how to flush the toilet halfway through dropping a dirty snake. The men in her house think that's overkill and insist that only one flush is needed.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
That's interesting. Because I see the logic. Dude, sitting in a fucking there are some poops that could kill people.
Well, you don't leave it, you flush.
No,
she's saying the remnants are staying.
No, I think she's saying that you're dropping a couple kids off at the pool, right? Okay. And they hit the water and they're in swim class.
Mm-hmm. And splashing around, a good time.
And the second you know the two mains are out, or three mains, whatever you're dropping, you flush it
before you
finish. Just get the stink out.
Yeah.
And then you'll wipe up and you do one more flush on the back end as a like a final flush. So it's a double.
It's the final flush day.
Loud toilets are scary.
Dude, that would be... Imagine that. You flush the toilet.
It's a final flush. But what if it's not the final flush? That's a programming error.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's going to be different lyrics for the one in between.
Okay. Crazy Ferret Lady. I feel like...
What?
I just feel like...
Well, just say it.
No, I don't even know what I was going to say. Like, I don't even know.
We are,
anybody just, that's a crazy you're something.
Like, hold on. You just set this up. You're like, I don't. Okay. 1 second. Hear me out. Crazy Ferret Lady.
You shouldn't have to say anything.
You motherfucker. If you were here right now, I would say, I don't even know. I don't even know what I would say. You,
I wouldn't say this to your face.
I wouldn't say this to your face. You're crazy. You're crazy ferret lady. Oh, let's live and let live, baby.
And I mean, anybody that's a crazy something lady, she's got weird ideas anyway, right?
I don't think that she's weird.
Why is she in the bathroom with them when they're shitting?
Is she?
Why does she care when they flush?
And where's her ferrets?
Yeah.
Am I going to flush a ferret?
Are they sneaking underneath the door?
How many ferrets are in there? Am I going to accidentally flush a ferret down the toilet? That's why I don't flush till the end.
Are the ferrets getting in there and eating the shit?
Are the ferrets in my butt?
Okay, so here's a scenario that's probably happening. Whoever's in the house is shitting,
yeah,
and it's leaving streaks on the toilet. Mm-hmm. The ferrets are getting in there, and they're eating the streaks off the toilet.
Or they're rolling on it like a dog would. Oh, that's a problem.
At least they're cleaning it up.
You're blaming the ferrets? Okay, so I think this is more about stinky, like, dirty snake.
It's a shit. It's going to stink.
Don't get mad at me.
I'm getting mad at Crazy Fairly through you, because I feel like you're sticking up for this lady.
I am, because you're fucking dumb, and you don't have to listen about the there's logic here. There's logic.
You tell me the logic.
That you don't want to make everything stink so fucking bad, that you walk in there and... Have you gag your kids with your shit?
Well, if they're gonna come sit in the bathroom while I'm trying to take a shit,
how many bathrooms do you have?
One and a half.
Right. So there's a favorite bathroom.
Yeah, there's a downstairs main. Yeah.
Okay. So there's a favorite that everybody would like to prefer to poop in.
Yeah.
Right. It's more comfortable. It's yeah. not. There's
and
no
I
creepy
have a tushy
vibes.
In there so I can rinse my butt.
Oh, bidet.
Yeah.
You just turn.
It's
it
never
off.
A bad day with a. Bidet.
That's what they say. Yeah. Sponsor us. Tushy?
Yeah. Tushy, you out there?
They sponsor.
I need one for my upstairs bathroom.
They sponsor podcasts.
Let's do it.
They can
Let's
do get it. Tushy, get over here, man. I'll spray your water at my butthole.
I love it.
You turn the bidet on like while you're shitting. I don't know why that's so funny to me.
It's
like,
pushing it back up in your butt.
Just watering your logs.
Mm-hmm.
Like a
water
fucking...
logs. Getting... See your toilet's getting waterlogged?
Just a weird fucking, what, lumberjack?
No, so explain to me why she's right.
Because it's stinky. I think it's situational. There's certain poops. Did I just put a W in there?
Poops. Poops.
There's certain poops that that are so bad that I do. And I'm not a stranger to the courtesy flush. I've done it. Logan, get the fuck in here.
Yeah, man.
Courtesy flush. You in?
Yes.
Okay.
But I mean, okay. I feel like different people shit in different ways.
Mm.
Like for me,
is this a Dr. Seuss book?
Yeah.
if this dude's going in there and he's letting like a fucking toilet bowl full,
just a banger,
and then just camping for 20 minutes, leaving it, that's a different story.
Just but, blowing mud.
Yeah. But if I know, like, okay, I've got like two, like you said, mains. If I've got an A main and then a B main, I'll definitely flush the A main before I drop the B main. But yeah, I guess it's situational. Like if you know you're going to be on the toilet for more than fucking 10 minutes,
More than 10 minutes every time. I'm sitting in there
because you're
playing
avoiding
games.
Your family.
Yes, exactly. When you become a parent, you do anything just to get away for a minute.
That's apparent.
Apparently. here's where I stand on this. Here's where
this. You also stand to wipe, so.
Where is yeah, I do.
Fucking.
You're goddamn right, and I'll die on that fucking
You'll
mountain.
Die fucking standing up. Fall over, you fucking
Here's
weirdo.
My sits on this, not my stance, my sits.
Gotcha.
First of all, I want to see the final creation.
Oh, like it's a painting?
Yeah, like I'm gonna sign Bob Ross that shit. Like if I know it's gonna be a doozy and I flush the first half, I don't get to look back and enjoy
like
what
coiler?
I created. It's like the Tom Hanks, the Castaway. Look what I have created.
Right.
I have created. Yeah, but if I flush the first half, well, it's not that impressive. Yeah.
I just thought of a funny idea. Yeah. Two ways to look at this. Number one, paint by numbers toilet paper. Doesn't exist. That's funny. Other one is have a toilet that has paint by numbers like engraved on the bowl.
Yeah.
And so you just kind of, if you spray paint in the right direction, you guys kind of point.
You just angle around.
Point your pop around, poop around and paint a horse.
I mean, if you're going to, I'm surprised we don't have some, like everything has to be turned into something that's entertaining, you know?
Honey, come take a look at this.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to paint a beautiful sunset.
Dude, I've taken your so many pictures of shits. When I was in college, we started a website called turdconnoisseur.com.
No!
And we would send like on, we had at Brown Fridays, it was the Thanksgiving, everyone would send their shits in. We put them up on the website. We had all sorts of, we had like Mount Turdsmore, we had everything.
That's so funny. That's so good. Okay, so like,
it, of course it's all about did. The creation. Yeah, it's all about, but also, okay, so that's just a ridiculous, some people think that's ridiculous, some people love it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a thing that I think is just kind of makes sense. Guys dangle balls.
Mm.
So if you flush,
is that a dodgeball team?
If you've got the ball danglers, if you've got balls that dangle,
yeah.
And so if you're in there shitting and then you flush, if you have got like one of those toilets, it's like
an airplane toilet.
Yeah, it shoots water up, and now you're getting poop water on your balls.
Fuck yeah!
So you know,
call that lube, baby.
So, I mean, for sanitary reasons, and then now I'm now I have to get up off the toilet and flush.
You're already standing to wipe.
Yeah, but I don't want to stand before I wipe at the end.
You're
I don't,
used to doing squats.
I don't want to stand up and smush it on my cheeks and then make my job harder at the end.
Just fucking poopy squats over here. Look at you. Brian Poopy Squats Albrandt. Are you fucking happy with yourself? Like, what do you want?
What if I'm working out, I don't want to be freaking...
Have my balls wet?
Yeah.
He's like, what a gym shirt that would be.
I'm running on the treadmill with just poopy mud water.
Your shirt just says here to work out without my balls being wet.
I came here to work out and all I got was a shitty t-shirt.
All I got was shitty balls. Okay, well, let's look at some good news real quick. You ready?
So I think I'm right.
Doesn't matter. All right, roll it, Logan.
Crazy fair.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Yeah! God damn, dude, I'm having fun. It's a fun episode.
Yeah.
So, hooray, we're not doomed. And I think we're actually, because of time limits, we have some good stuff. I'm not going to get to it after this because I don't want to rush the back end of this episode. We'll just carry it over to episode 8.
Okay.
But we're going to do, we'll give you some happy news. Then we're going to get right to some listener emails. Then we'll wrap it up for this week because something I found on the internet deserves more time and I don't want to squish it in here on the back end of this. Okay.
Yeah.
So, here's some good news. Woman discovers the vintage skates she bought online belonged to her 40 years ago.
Wow.
Can you imagine this shit?
Wow.
I put myself in her shoes, her skates.
You had me rolling with that one.
Backwards! Tricks! While growing
put the
up,
brakes on this joke.
Toe drag. While growing up in Nova Scotia, Renee Forrestal loved roller skating. Enjoying the peace and quiet that came as she sped around and past the waterfront. She sold her beloved skates 40 years ago during a yard sale, but always regretted it. So to celebrate her 60th birthday, she recently decided to pick up the hobby and, go skating once again. As she explained on TikTok, good for her fucking just popping back on TikTok at 60.
Yeah, it's not for kids.
Forrestal didn't like the new skates that she bought, and after returning them, set off to find some vintage skates. She began browsing online and discovered a pair of old skates that had just been put up for sale 2 hours earlier. The seller wasn't sure of the size, but Forrestal liked them and looked at them. They looked just like their original pair that she had, and she bought them. When they arrived at her home, it was a Cinderella slipper moment, she told Today. It soon became clear why they fit her perfectly. Her name was written inside each skate. She couldn't believe it that her old skates had found their way back to her 4 decades later. It reeled me right back to my youth, Forrestal said. How fucking...
That's pretty cool.
God, that'd be a trip. And I don't know where she bought them from. I don't know how far they traveled. They could have been on like Facebook Market. For all I know, it could have been her mom made her buy them back. I don't fucking know for sure. But I love the idea... of just, like, you lose touch with these things as you just grow up and you grow older. Like, I mean, for me personally, right now, I've lost touch with music. I don't fucking make music anymore. I haven't for years. But I do plan on eventually getting back into it.
Yeah, we're starting a band.
Woohoo! Country band?
Yep.
Parked out by the lake. But if I sold my music equipment or, like, one of my favorite guitars, and I was like, I guess I need the money right now, and I got rid of my custom Taylor and just fucking took off. And then... Sorry, I got the hiccups.
Jesus Christ.
So I know. Fuck off, man. And then 40 years later, I bought the same guitar. I was like, oh my God, I wanted to have a guitar just like that. And I bought my own guitar back at 60.
Like, fuck, I still can't play this one.
Oh my God, I'm still terrible. I'm
still bad.
Oh, wow. Who tuned this thing?
It hasn't been tuned in 40 years.
It's perfectly in tune.
I didn't tune it back. It's still the same tuning as it was back then, not in tune.
It's dropping. It's in drop A sharp.
Yeah, you're playing Slipknot.
This is not that funny. If you're a musician, you might find this entertaining. But my acoustic song, for every song that I wrote for Moretta, my hardcore band, I would say 99% of them I wrote on an acoustic guitar. So my acoustic guitar is in drop A.
That's insane.
A flat, and it has acoustic 64 gauge strings.
How does it stay in tune?
I just adjusted my guitar because I'm not a fucking idiot, Brian.
Oh.
Anyway.
You can do that?
Yeah, you can loosen the neck and make sure it doesn't ruin it. Did you know how to do anything?
No.
No. No, so you just loosen that up so it doesn't bend it and fucking break it. But it's so funny. Anyone else playing it, you tune it up to a normal like key signature, like, I don't know, fucking standard. And you play it, and they are so tight. You're like, Jesus Christ. You have to like push your fingers as hard as you can into the neck to hit the fretboard because they're just the strings are so big.
You're going to have to show this to me.
Okay. I don't know where it's...
Play me a song.
I don't know how to play music
anymore. I want you to play me like a folk song and drop A.
Play me out, baby. Like you and me going fishing in the dark. But it's just like, you and me go fishing in the dark. Fishing in the dark. Count the stars.
I want to hear a full hardcore, like a metal band
yeah.
with just acoustic guitars, but still growling, pig squealing and everything. But it's acoustic guitars.
It exists.
Let's write that. Let's
it's out there.
No, it's not.
Is it?
We're doing it.
What?
We're starting it.
We're gonna do it. And then you'll look it up and realize it exists. But we'll do that after
the show.
We'll
do it better.
That's fine. See, I'm on board.
So I know how you feel about this stuff because I've kept so much of the stuff that I had as a kid, and I'm so glad I did.
I just threw away my childhood cleats.
Yeah, that was dumb.
My baseball cleats.
Yeah, that was dumb. I still have my first...
They had paisley on the back and everything.
I still have my first mitt. Baseball mitt that I had Harold Reynolds, who played with the Mariners in the 80s. One of my first Mariners games.
God damn.
I still have that mitt, and you can still see like a subtle.
I know.
And I just kept it all, and everyone thought I was like, get rid of this stuff. I'm like, no. And now I have a room that I have all my childhood posters, so many toys, my Hot Wheels, my micro machines.
Yeah.
And then my kids have destroyed them. I kept them pristine.
I just picture you. Going out now playing men's league or like adult softball, and you have the same glove you had to nine, and it's just tiny fucking
thing. It's sentimental.
Put it here. Give him the heat, burner.
A big old softball with a tiny mitt.
Can't even catch it.
You're better off catching with your bare hands.
It's all you do anyway. You just keep tapping your fucking tiny ass glove.
Yeah, just like all getting ready for the fall.
You got hey, bada bada.
Hey, bada bada. Swing.
Tiny ass glove. That Kermit could wear.
I'm gonna play left.
No batter, no batter.
Somebody said I sounded like Kermit. Shit. They said I sound like a cross between John C. Reilly and Kermit. I can see it a little bit.
I can hear it.
I got a little Harold Ramis going on.
Oh, that's so funny.
He goes, "Hey, welcome! Welcome to Can You Don't, guys? Welcome to the show."
Hey, Biggie.
You know, I'm going to fuck me Miss Biggie tonight, boy.
Whoa!
I feel like some bacon tonight, guys. How's that Kermit impression? Is it not bad?
Got to work on it.
Yeah. It sounds good in my ears.
I bet it does, because that's how you sound normally.
It kind of sounds like going, eh. That's how I sound just like Kermit. I'm sweaty.
God damn. Oh, I'm having fun this episode. All right, so Logan, you got that. We're skipping ahead to the emails. You got it? Let's fucking do it if you got it. Roll it.
Oh, Logan's, fuck, I had
Logan's jerking
God
off
damn
out
it.
There.
I was like, okay, I tried to like paint it out the best. Like, I was like, and what we're going to do is we're going to skip the next segment. He's trying to get Logan.
You look how sweaty you are. Look at your shirt.
I don't give a fuck. I've been laughing so hard. You're wearing a white shirt. You escaped.
Because I'm plain white tees.
Logan, okay, play this shit whenever you got it.
Logan, are you alive?
Guys. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
Hey, Logan!
All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
It is like a how many wonders like of the world are there
in here?
How many wonders of the world?
8.
Cool. The 9th wonder is how this room goes from cold to fucking.
No, the 9th wonder is China.
Oh, what?
Remember from wrestling, China?
No,
the wrestler.
No, you're a wrestling fucking guy. Mm-hmm. You have to start your own subgroup.
Yeah, a wrestling subgroup. Let's do it.
All right,
fuck yeah, dude. All
right, drag it into the show, baby.
Yeah.
So we got two pretty short emails to get through today, but both are fucking amazing. Okay. This first email is coming in from our son Connor, who ran away years ago and lives at in a tent on the edge of the neighborhood.
I know that area.
I know. He goes, "Hey guys, loyal dummy and now loyal son, Connor. I just listened to episode 5 with the story of a dad throwing his daughter into a ceiling fan and decided to share this little story with my adopted dads." Oh, Connor. God, it's good to hear from you, man.
You're our favorite, Connor.
How'd you get a phone? Is it a burner? One time when I was 5, I had a toy plane and was running down the hall making my plane fly, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Well, my dad was and is a pretty ripped guy. And so was his friend who was there at the time. My dad picked me up and threw me down.
I heard that as he was getting ripped.
Oh, like so, high guy.
Yeah, so, but he's strong. There's my dad,
high as fuck.
He's
strong.
Him and his friend.
And his friend are both strong guys.
Okay.
My dad picked me up and threw me down our 15-foot hallway to his friend who caught me, and then he threw me back. They did this for about 3 minutes without issue until my dad threw me into the ceiling halfway across. My head and back went through the ceiling.
Oh, my God.
God, put fucking roids.
Roids rage. Come on, son.
I'll make you a plane.
I'll make you a winner yet.
I'm gonna make you a pilot. Get the fuck over here.
No sir, or stunt devil.
Right. No license needed. So he went through the ceiling and fell headfirst into the floor. I was in no pain and didn't even cry until my dad came rushing up to me and realized I was supposed to be crying.
Mm-hmm.
He took me to the hospital. I was put in a neck and chest cast. I hope this story was entertaining. Fucking cliffhanger. Like he's just writing this by voice.
Yeah.
That would be the worst. He's like, anyway, Stephen Hawking has never thrown me down a hallway again. Like,
anyway, I have no use of any limbs.
Right. I hope you guys found this story very funny.
That's why the grammar's bad, because it's dictated.
I hope this story was entertaining for y'all, because it certainly is for me. My dad still feels guilty after all these years. Later,
he was high as shit.
Dude, I love y'all and hope to see our old dad Dan on show for a bonus episode soon. That'd be a lot of fun. Keep up the good work, Connor. God damn, dude. Can you imagine throwing your kid hard enough? You have to whip.
I mean, you can imagine throwing your kid into a lamp.
Yeah.
Or like a nightstand.
Maybe.
So you get kind of imagine what that's like.
I get it. I get how it happens.
Yeah.
And one is like, don't fucking wake me up. But in this case, looks like everyone participating was awake and aware.
And it was consensual.
Consensual roof throwing. Okay, so our second piece of mail here is coming in from stepson Ziggy, who fell asleep on the school bus and never came back home. Mm. They write, "Hey, it's Dummy Z. Keep it up. You make work bearable." So I was a manager at McDonald's on the night shift when I was 21. I took a lot of pride in being the youngest manager at the time and having the highest income store in the country. County. That was like, fuck, Z.
That's a big.
Killing it. Woo! County, sorry. One night, I went into the freezer because it was hot as balls. God, I wish I could go to fucking freezer right now. And found an employee wiping his ass with a bun. Like, can you just don't? Oh, good drop, baby. Not knowing what to do, I locked him in the freezer and called the cops. Here's where this shit irks me. Turned out he did it because his ex-girlfriend and her new man were ordering. It was disgusting and I was pissed. A week later, I was fired because their, quote, isn't a good enough reason to ever lock an employee in a freezer for an hour. Please yell, Logan, for me. Love all the work you guys do. Jeez, man.
Could you imagine like the deposition?
Your Honor.
You're explaining like why you did it.
Or Z sends us in for a petty beef.
Yeah.
I was fired for locking someone in a freezer.
He was gonna do what with the buns?
He wiped it on his ass to sell to his ex and then her new boyfriend.
So we're just gonna look past that.
I know. But from like a legal standpoint, they should have been fired. If he would have said the other guy kept his job. Because he didn't technically do it because he got locked in a freezer. Mm-hmm.
He was going to do it, but he didn't do it.
But he didn't.
Right.
So it's all circumstantial evidence.
Circumcision evidence.
Circumcision.
It's there's
the skin just, of the teeth.
You got to got right. by the skin of his right. penis.
Skin of his penis. Circumcision evidence, baby.
He got off by the skin of his penis.
Fucking skinned it out, baby. That's why they call it a skin flu.
Right.
What?
Nailed it.
That's it. That just fucking blew my mind. Well, I'm sorry you got fired. Good job being the best in the world. I think is what it said. Best, highest selling restaurant in the world.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Is what I heard. Called Galaxy. I'm going back and reading it right now. Yeah, wow. Highest sales in the entire galaxy. So that's something.
That's impressive. I was going to make a Milky Way joke. And
then, you're like, how do I tie like, a candy bar into like, this fucking story?
And then I realized I couldn't. I was like,
I just like, just hitting all the vowels.
Sometimes,
okay, Logan, I love you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Logan. Fucking kill it today, man. Producing
good job
and directing.
On the merch.
Yep. Yeah, go check out the new merch right now at canyoudontpodcast.com. If you want to see Japanese porn, you can go to canyoudon't.com. Don't go there. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. God damn, we need some more followers. Where the fuck are you guys? Can You Don't Podcast. Search for it on Instagram and Facebook. Of course, we got the Patreon.
Thank Make you sure to like and review the show.
Or don't.
Or
at least,
do.
Or, well, if you hate it, don't want to point you there. It's gonna sting.
Yeah.
But if you enjoy the show, head on over there.
And don't do any of this... 3-star as a joke, give us 5 stars.
And then do the 3-star joke.
And then make the 3-star joke, but then actually give us a 5.
I know. We got dropped down. We have a couple people that were like, best podcast I've ever heard, 3 out of 5 stars, and then gave us 3.
Yeah, they thought it was funny. I was like, no, that doesn't help.
It's like, no, you're killing us, bro.
Yeah, just write that
you're
in the comment.
Killing me, Smalls.
Write it in the comment, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Maybe they thought it was 3, though.
Yeah.
I mean...
They can go back and change it. You can do that. You can
do
your shit. Go back and change it, you fucking asshole.
Stupid kid.
And then sign up for Patreon. Thank you everybody who is supporting us right now. The link is in the episode description. That's 100% the way that you can make sure the show keeps going. If there's something you want to see on the show, email that in to canyoudontpodcast@canyoudontpodcast.com. And then we're just going to wrap this shit up right now because we're going pretty long. I thought you were showing your nipples. What are you doing?
Huh? I can.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, you don't want me
I'm
to.
Not paying you to.
Okay.
Logan, wrap it up, baby.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah, let's
go. Because I do enjoy this one. It's a fact that I think that you being an animal lover and a fucker of
you
dolphins.
You being an animal fucker. I mean lover.
Lover. This was sent in by our 875th smartest daughter, Melissa. Are you ready
Good
to?
Good for her.
I know.
She's moving up.
She is. Did you know? This blew my fucking mind. Did you know a male giraffe will continuously headbutt the female in the bladder until she urinates? The male then tastes the pee, and that helps him determine whether the female is ovulating. Fucking.
He's like, hey.
Dude! Can you imagine if we did that? If you were, like, you're like, hey, are you serious about having a baby? Yeah. And just fucking, just kneel down and headbutt her in the fucking bladder.
I know sometimes, like, we'll be laying in bed, and my wife will be like, oh, I gotta pee, but I don't want to get up, and I'll start pushing on her bladder.
get out of here.
But imagine she does that,
and then I
followed her into the bathroom, and started lapping it up while she was pissing.
Are you ready?
You ready?
Are you ready for me?
Just like, God.
Fucking, what a weird thing, man.
Well, I guess I'm not going back to sleep.
I guess you're not ready. Oh, you keep saying
Do
you
I
want
not
more?
Turn you on?
You keep saying you want more kids. Clearly you don't. Is you're wiping piss off your
could
mustache?
You imagine you're just going, what, you don't find me attractive anymore? You're wiping her piss off your
piss off your face. Man,
I don't do it for you anymore.
But on the ground level... Pretty smart.
Yeah.
Pretty smart. If there's something...
Animals know... It's in their DNA, man. They know what to do.
They're not, other people aren't doing it. So giraffes are either ahead of the game or fucking way behind.
Humans are such prudes.
All right. I want to suck your piss. What? All right. Logan! We'll see you guys next week. Wrap it up, baby.